Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
You have shown us. Tonight we ask in the name of Jesus, what you have begun, surely you will also accomplish. I pray in the name of Jesus, open the heavens and show us your grace. We are only your humble children. We yield ourselves to you. Reach out to us. This is revival. It's an infusion of your might and power. You strengthen us in this moment and time in which we live. I give you glory that you have begun a good work and you will also accomplish. Thank you. We rebuke every demonic presence. Come against every interference and intrusion. In the precious name of Christ Jesus. Raw Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap these hands. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. I want to thank God for Revival 2022. Ade awade mo ana. Oba come the way. I have for me ni di na mo ba ya. Ti e mo ma ni mfa wutiri mu. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We thank God for your lives and give God the glory for his love and mercy. It's been a wonderful but rainy day. We give God the glory for bringing you here. I hear there is a very heavy traffic everywhere, but thank God that you still made it through. We want to thank God for all of you. On Monday, we started with Reverend George Nate. Oh my God. Jesus. Sit on your throne. Yesterday, the chief Alfarian was here. What a night. Tonight, I stand here to introduce to you the preaching machine of our time. Makacho, I have told you that these are anointed men of God. These are decent men of God. Men of integrity. Men who fears God. Nobody comes to this altar with contamination. You deserve better. Our God deserves the best. And so I give God the glory. I'm on table of one. He is an ordained apostle. He's a PhD holder. And yet did he the Bible said that Christ grew in grace, in favor with God and man. He was infused or sculpted with knowledge and wisdom. And I will want to present to you a man that is heavily, heavily loaded. We have new masters. Hallelujah. Open your spirit, open your heart, and God will use him to be a blessing to you. There is a temptation that the church people have, and the temptation is that they pick and choose. Yeah. If they don't really know you, they have not really encountered you. I have encountered all those things, so I understand all those things. When nobody knew me, they have a way of receiving you. Now, when everybody knows you, they also have a way of receiving you. And it is the spirit of Ghana. Throw the spirit of Ghana somewhere. And come with the spirit of God. You didn't hear what I said. Come with the spirit of God. Yeah. Come with the spirit of God. When I met the chief Alfarian 7 years ago, nobody knew him. If he came here 7 years ago, you will have your funny attitude towards him. Yeah. They will look at one of our hands in here. You know, that funny attitude. Yeah. But I receive every man of God as a man of God. Whether you are popular or you are a man of God. Will be a one thing a meeting immediate serious. Be pretty serious. I don't need you to be popular. I just need you to be a man of God. A woman of God. I respect you. I honor you. I love you. Ladies and gentlemen, this man is heavily anointed and used by God. With a shout, with a clap, Dr. Justice Aveva is in the house.
The doc, and I'm like, wow, that is exciting. And so thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for what you do. And please help me appreciate Mama Rita. Mama Rita. One of the things that some of us as young ministers learn is that wherever you see prof, you see mommy there. Wherever you see them, picture Facebook Live and always talking, and that those of us who sit from behind the scene, we learn a lot from things like that. Amen. So thank you for your ministry, and thank you for what you have been doing. And I want you to know that you are making a great impact on our lives, not just on Alabaster or people who listens to you. Whenever he comes live, especially on the OK, I'm there every dawn to just follow and watch. Oh yeah, I do all the time. So every dawn I get a notification and I follow. And sometimes I'm asking myself, he just finished a meeting and is here 4 a.m. preaching. I have no business lying on my bed. So there are things you do that impact people's lives. Sometimes you don't have to talk to them or say anything, but your actions, you know, gives them some reason to, you know, push further and higher than where they are. Hallelujah. So thank you so much. I want to thank God for my brothers, Prophet Akonai. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Now, I know that this is his house, but tonight I brought him here. Amen. Reverend Samba, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I came with some brothers, some pastors. Reverend Lord Anachi from Action Chapel. Reverend Lord, give us a wave. And Reverend Prosper Jomans from Investment, Heaven Investment Ministry. Apostle Peter Hamanu is also in the house. Thank you. And few other pastors who are caught up in the traffic, and our media team and some of our guys from the church. Thank you for joining us. Apparently, we're going to bring almost like half of our church tonight, because when we saw, everybody was like, we have to come to Alabaster. Amen. And I came with my brother. He comes directly after me, Prophet Mauli Avevo. Please acknowledge him, Mauli. Amen. I bring you greetings from our church, the Flame House, and then also from my wife and my family. I have some very strong boys, and it's very difficult moving around with them. So my wife will always have to hold the fort. So it's difficult. I'm praying that when they grow, we'll cut the horns off and then we can move with them. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Please lift your hands. I want Minister Seto to just give us a song of ministration quickly as we proceed. God bless you.
Lift your right hand on Jesus. Kados. If the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne, He alone is worthy of our praise. Kados.
speaking in other tongues.
And he alone is worthy of.
Let me hear the church say now.
So he's the Lamb of God. Of God who sits upon the throne. And he alone. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name needs to be hallowed.
You sing it now.
From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same. Your name is to be
sing Adonai.
From the rising of the sun to the setting.
Sing,
your name is to be Adonai.
One more time, you sing.
From the rising of the sun to the setting.
Thank you, Jesus. Please appreciate Minister Seto. Thank you. God bless you. All right. Let's take our seats in the presence of the Lord. Revival 2022. Revival 2022. Hallelujah. Come with me to the book of Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to 4. As we look at some few scriptures. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from darkness. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's do Isaiah 53, verse 2 to 4. Isaiah 53, verse 2 to 4. Isaiah 53, verse 2 to 4. For he shall grow up from For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form of comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He's despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. Let's do the last one. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Joel 2:28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Thank you, Father. Our Father in heaven, our hands are lifted. We hallow your name. We declare that, God, tonight, thy kingdom come among us. Cause the heavens of our head to open tonight. In the name of Jesus, we ask the Lord, you prove yourself and show yourself mighty and strong in the midst of us. Let them not hear the voice of a man, but let them hear the voice, O God of yours. Cause my thoughts to be your thoughts, and let my words be your words. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will touch my tongue with the coal of fire, that I will speak a word in season to him that is wearied. In the mighty name of Jesus, for many have come from many places. We pray the Lord in the name of Jesus, heal the sick, raise the dead, let the blind see, let the lame walk. Let there be signs, wonders in the midst of us. Now we speak to powers, evil spirits that followed us into this auditorium to deny us of the blessing. We declare in the name of Jesus that take your hands off God's people. You have no power here. You have no authority here. We pray for those online watching us live. We declare in the name of Jesus, let the prince of the air break his influence and hold over God's people. We declare that the word will penetrate even through the clouds. The word will penetrate even through the walls and reach out to your people. Let there be salvation. Let there be healing. Let there be deliverances. And let there be revival. The Lord will be careful to return all the glory to you. In Jesus' mighty name. If you believe that, put your hands together and give Jesus the praise. Hallelujah. I saw some of my brothers just walking. Let me just do that quickly. Let's appreciate the Reverend Prophet Kenna Nana Ampao. Thank you for coming. Evangelist Alfred, let's appreciate him. Thank you for coming. And Prophet Bernard Jackson, let's appreciate him. And I see also our sister Evangelist Vero. I've changed your title this evening. Thank you for coming. Hallelujah. Amen. So we have been talking about revival. And the theme for this conference is revival. The tag is revival. And tonight I am going to be speaking on revival. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. The Bible said that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth, can you take me there? And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord hovering over the face of the waters. The Bible said in the verse 1, it says that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the Hebrew Bible or in the Hebraic language, when you see the word in the beginning, God, the word God is used in the plural form, which means in the beginning, if you study the Hebrew Bible, it will tell you in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Or it can also say in the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. Now, that word God used over there is referring to the supreme nature of God. As a matter of fact, it is the language that is being used to refer to how supreme and majestic God is, even though it used the word God. Now, another thing about that word God, it could also be the Trinitarian nature of God. I'm talking about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. So it tells you who we are talking about, the power of such an individual, where he stands and where he dwells, and the kind of power that rests upon him. Then the Bible says that he created the heavens and the earth. Now, that word created also means that God formed the heavens and the earth. Then the Bible said in the verse 2, when you look at the next verse, it said, then the earth was without form and void. How is it possible that the God that is supreme and majestic created the heavens and the earth, and then suddenly the next thing we see in the second verse is that that God that created the heavens and the earth, suddenly the thing God created has become without any form? Number one. Number two, it was void. And then number three, darkness was in charge, hovering over the creation of God. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I want to talk to you. Between the verse 1 and the verse 2, there is an error. There's something happened there. How can the God that dwells in unapproachable light create something, then suddenly what he creates become without a form? How can the God with all power, how can the God with all majesty, in fact, that another rendition of the word Elohim created is the intensity, the power of a God who has so much grace and unction upon his life. How can he create an earth and suddenly all we see is that what God created has become with no form, is void, it has no form, and then darkness was upon the face of the deep? Ladies and gentlemen, between the verse 1 and the verse 2, something tempered with the creation of God, something tempered with what God created. We can't have a perfect God creating something that is without form and that is void, and then darkness will be upon the face of a law. That is an error. And tonight I came here to pray that by the power of God and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, anything that tempered with your life, anything that tempered with your destiny, God is about to bring correction into your life. If I hear your shout and your hand clap, receive that blessing. Sit down. Just sit down for me. Just sit down for me. Sit down. Sit down. God is going to help us tonight. Alima Sandala Babahaya. God, the Trinitarian God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost created a perfect word, and something happened. Bible scholars agree that between the verse 1 and the verse 2, there was a gap, and that gap is a very wild gap. As a matter of fact, there are two prophets in the Bible that prophesied about an earth that existed before the verse 1. In the book of Isaiah chapter 14, for the sake of time, we'll not be able to go there. You can put it down and read that. And then also in the book of Ezekiel 28, they talked about an earth that existed before that one. They spoke about Lucifer. They said, oh, Lucifer, son of the morning star, for thou hast said in thy heart that I will ascend to the hill of the Lord, and I shall be like the Most High. Now the Lord thy God hath cast thee down to the earth. You were made out of precious stone. Until iniquity was found in your heart. These are the descriptions of Isaiah and Ezekiel, showing us that these are biblical evidence that before Genesis chapter 1, something existed before Genesis chapter 1, in between the verse 1 and the verse 2. Now listen to me. If you agree with that, then we can progress from that place. Now, if God created in the verse 1 and something tempered with God's creation, the gap that existed, the enemy came in and tempered with what God has done. He tempered with what God has created. He tempered with what God has laid down. He tempered with what God has formed. Now, when God came on the
the sea. The first thing God had to do was that God said, let there be light. Can I suggest something to you now? The first person that needed a revival was God himself. Help us, Holy Ghost. God was the first person that needed a revival because he created a perfect word. He created a perfect system. Then suddenly, when he came on the scene, he realized that something tempered with what he created. So God himself was in need of revival. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but there is someone here. You are asking yourself, why are we gathered for revival? Everybody needed a revival because from the beginning, God needed a revival. And tonight I am praying by the power of God that the spirit of revival will rest on your head and will rest on your life. God needed a revival to be able to set a tone for what he was about to do. Number one, the Bible said that what God created was without form. In other words, the enemy came in and he looked at what God created and he disfigured it. Without form means that it has been disintegrated. It was taken from the focal point. It was removed from the pivot. In other words, it was separated. When you look at it, you can't see anything good about it. Ladies and gentlemen, there is something we call a car. A car has an engine. A car has a body. A car has a tire. All those things put together is called a car. But when you remove the tire and you took the engine off and you remove the body, it is no longer called a car. It is called something else that doesn't have a name. Can I talk to someone here right now? This is the alabaster. If you come in here and we take away the pulpit and we remove the lightness and we remove every other thing, the name will be changed to something we cannot name. That is what the enemy did to the creation of God. He disintegrated it, removed things from it, and cast it out. It became empty. Nothing was there. And that is what the devil did. And God said, I need a revival. Tonight I came to prophesy over your life right now by the power of God and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Wherever the devil has disintegrated your life, disintegrated your marriage, disintegrated your ministry, disintegrated your destiny, there are people standing here. They can't find themselves. They can't find their marriage. You are not sure whether in a marriage or not. You are not sure whether God has called you or not. You are not even sure about your own life because you hold, it does not hold. You pull, it does not pull. You press, it does not press. And you are asking yourself, what is wrong with me? Can I talk to you? You are the reason why we have put this conference together. God is about to put together that which the devil has disfigured. If I hear your shout and your hand clap, receive that blessing. Sit down, sit down. I want to preach. Help me, Jesus. In the beginning, the enemy did three things to the creation of God. And I'm going to drive you through in the next 30 minutes. Are you still here? Number two, the Bible said that what God created was without form. Then number two, he said it was void. Now, the word void means it was vacant. It also means that it was without any legal backing. The word void means it was without any, it was vacant, a void space. Nothing was there. In other words, God, can I talk to you right now? God is a purposeful God. When God creates things, he fills it. And that is why nature itself abhors vacuum. When we leave this room for about 2 weeks and you come back, you're going to see bears. If you don't see bears, then you're going to see cobwebs, because something must always occupy a space. That is why when God created the sea, he filled it with fishes. When he created the heavens, he filled it with birds. When he created the earth, he filled it with plants and animals. When he created the earth, he filled it with you and I. And he said, let man have dominion over the fishes of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that cripples upon the surface of the earth. God is a purposeful God. God is too busy to create a non-entity. God is too busy to create you without laying anything on the inside of you. It was Jesus who said a man was traveling to a far country and he called unto his own. To one he gave 5 talents, another to another one. according to their several abilities. What it means is that every one of us here, we are carrying something on the inside of us. What we are carrying is based on the capacity we have built. If I'm sharing water here and I say, come for water, if you bring a cup of water, you will live with a cup of water. If you bring a jar, you will live with a jar. If you bring a barrel, you're going to go with a barrel. It all depends on the ability you have built. God is too busy to create a man without laying anything on the inside of that person. And therefore, that scripture pre-suggests to me that there is nothing called a void. Somewhere, somehow, God filled it. But the enemy entered in there and emptied the space. He took away everything there. There are people sitting here. The devil has emptied your ministry. He has emptied your marriage. He has emptied your life. You can't find yourself. You don't know where you are standing. There is nothing on your hands because the devil has emptied your life. But tonight I came with an apostolic mandate. I came to prophesy over your life right now by the power of God and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Any force of evil that has emptied your life, any power of evil that has emptied your destiny, any force of darkness that has emptied your ministry, right now, if I hear your shout, I see a restoration coming. We declare under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, and we lift up our hands in prayer. Wherever the devil has emptied our life, emptied our career, emptied our businesses, emptied us, we declare in the name of Jesus, let there be a restoration. Whatever the devil took from your life, I see God bringing a restoration. I see God bringing a revival. I see God setting you on a new path. Come on, clap your hands right now and give Jesus some praise. Hey, Satula Makadabahaya. Alo Sila Makatalabaha. You are not living here with an empty hands. You are living with something in your hands. I look at the scriptures, the book of Exodus. The Bible said concerning Israel, when they were leaving the land of Egypt, God said to them, I will not allow these people to live empty. It means that there is something wrong when your bank account is empty. There is something wrong when your life is empty. There is something wrong when your ministry is empty. There must always be something on your hands. Can I talk to someone here? Ladies and gentlemen, when Melchizedek took tithe from Abraham, he prayed a prayer. He said, blessed be the God of Abraham, the possessor of all things. Halima Suntalabaya. It means that God is a possessor. Now you must understand that lions begat lions and monkeys begat monkeys. And dogs begat dogs. If monkey begat monkey, then God also begat God. Know ye not that ye are gods, but ye die like mere men. And so if I am begotten by God, and my God is a possessor, then I also must be a possessor. What is keeping you where you are is the spirit of religion, because you were told that you came with nothing and you go back with nothing. You were told that you were created naked and you go back naked, but you have also forgotten the God that created you. He said, have dominion, have rulership. He said, occupy till I come. The devil is a liar. I refuse to go empty. I said, the devil is a liar. I refuse to go empty. Can I preach tonight? Help me, Holy Ghost. There were 12 men that followed Jesus, and one time they came to Jesus. They said, sir, we have a question for you. Please don't get angry with us. We have left our fathers, we have left our mothers, we have left everything that we have, and now we are following you. In fact, I was a tax collector. I could take tax and make money. I was a fisherman and I was making money from that. But it looks like we are following now, and we don't know what is our reward. What is going to be our reward? And he said to them, no man that serves God, that at least father, mother, children, that will not receive a reward in this world. First of all, the reward is here, and the world to come. The devil is a liar. All these religious jargons, just praise God, just serve God, don't ask nothing. The devil is a liar. I need something in my hands. I need something on my life. I need something on my head. And I came to prophesy, you will not leave here empty. You are living here full. You will not leave here empty, from your spirit to the physical. Come on, clap your hands right now and give Jesus a praise. One of the challenges of the church is that we are told that the devil is under our foot. It is true that the devil is under our foot, but there was a Chinese philosopher that made a statement that if you go into battle and you know yourself and you know your enemy, chances are that you win. But if you go into battle and you know yourself but you don't know the one you are fighting, chances are that you lose the battle. A lot of times we know God, we know Jesus, but we don't know the devil we are fighting. You can't fight what you don't know. Right from the beginning, this guy was able to make void, empty the thing God has created. God is powerful, and he has given that power also to the enemy. He has cast him from the throne, but he still have that power with him. And that is why you must not fool around. You wake up, you don't pray. You wake up, you don't read your Bible. You wake up, you don't set the scriptures to buy into the mind of the spirit and know what God is talking to you about. I refuse to be fooled by the devil. He uses the tool of deception and ignorance to outwit the children of God. But thank God, we are in the days of Daniel. He said, in this last days, knowledge will increase. In other words, the knowledge of the Holy Ghost and of the glory of the Lord shall fill the temple. And I see that knowledge filling you. I see that knowledge on the inside of you. I see that knowledge coming upon you. If I hear your shout and your hand clap, carry the blessing. Hey! 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 I prophesy over your finances. I prophesy over your life. You will not be empty. You will not be void. You will not be empty. In the name of Jesus, come on, clap your hands right now and give Jesus praise. Yelebo sana la bakapa la da bahaya. Ilamato lama koma saya katasa. Iyata laba laba tulama kanta laba tanda laba yapa. There is a generation that is rising. They will step in there and go for what God has made for them. There is a generation that is rising. They will rise up at midnight. They will rise up in the morning. They will rise up at noonday and say, give me back what you took from me. The devil is a liar. Atumala katasa talaba. Ale sulama kadalaba haya. The power of God, the glory of God, the might of God is coming upon you. Revival 2022, you are receiving some power. Revival 2022, you are receiving some grace. Revival 2022, some might is coming upon you. If I hear your shout, carry the blessing. As if that was not enough, he was hovering over the face of the deep. He took charge. He disfigured it, emptied it, and was in charge of it. And took charge. And was hovering over what God has made. God has created. The word darkness there is a potent word for evil and wrong in the Hebrew language. In other words, there is a personality whose name was not mentioned to us, who was able to disfigure what God created, then made it void and was now in charge. In other words, wrong was in charge of God's creation. Evil was in charge of God's creation. He said, I've seen an evil under the sun. I've seen princes walking on their barefoot and servants riding on horses. And he said, this is an evil from the ruler. There is a ruler in charge. Jesus said, the ruler of this world cometh, but he has nothing on the inside of me. Tonight, by the power of God, anything in you that attracts you to the devil, tonight, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we disconnect ourselves from it. We disconnect ourselves from it. Disconnect yourself from it. Disconnect yourself from it. Anything about you that pulls the devil into your life, that I see a disconnection tonight by the power of God. Come on, scream. We disconnect. I said we disconnect. I used to drink years back. My friends called me. Can we meet again? I said, no, we can't meet. They didn't understand what happened. Because I met some 5 boys at Kotobabi and they were talking about Jesus. This is the first time I saw young people talking about Jesus. My people don't talk about Jesus. They talk about women. They talk about cigarettes. They talk about church. They talk about funny things. Then I meet these people talking about Jesus and I asked them, can I join you? They say you can join us. I joined them and we started praying at the park. Then gradually I realized that some proclivities that I have and some affinities that were in me and some desires that were on the inside of me, they began to let me. No taste for alcohol, no desire for women, no desire for the things of the world. I feel like locking myself in the room, reading the scriptures and thinking about God. Something just left me. The reason why you are in church and you still have 2 folders, one for gospel, one for secular, one for hip hop, is because you have not yet met Jesus. When you leave, when you meet him, everything about the world will leave you. It will disappear from you. The reason why you are still attached to your money, you don't pay your tax, you don't give an offering, you don't support the work of God, it's because you have not yet experienced the glory. When you experience the glory, you lose touch of the world. Tonight in the name of Jesus, I stand here under the authority of Jesus. I speak to your soul, I speak to your body, I speak to your spirit. Any desire in you, disconnect, 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 disconnect. Ayado sakata labahaya. That is an error for darkness to be in charge. Darkness was in charge of God's creation. That is an error. There are some wrong things that are going on. God is going to watch and God will not take action. God will be waiting for you to take an action. Those of you keep saying, where is our God? And God is also asking, where is the man I created? Ladies and gentlemen, can I submit to you? The Bible said, when God finishes creation, he rested. The reason why God rested, not because he was tired. God rested because he has now created something that has the same potency as he has, that has the same power as he has, that has the ability to do what he can do. So now he said, I can go to rest and rest because I'm seeing someone that is looking like me. I've invested my power in him, but somewhere, somehow, that man disappointed God, and another man have to be lifted up. Ladies and gentlemen, I promise myself, I promise my generation, you to promise yourself, you will not allow darkness to take charge over your life. You will not allow darkness to take charge over your destiny. You will not allow darkness to take charge over your life. If I hear your shout and your hand clap, carry the blessing. You must be in charge of your mind. You must be in charge of your body. The devil is a liar. You can't tell me to masturbate. I will not do it. I am in charge of myself. You can't ask me to watch sex tapes. I will not do it. I am in charge of myself. You can't ask me to go for someone's wife, someone's husband. I am in charge of myself. You can't ask me to steal. I will not do it. I am in charge of myself. Listen to me. The Bible says the prodigal son, when he went to the well and after all the things he had done, he now came to himself. It means that at first he was not himself. There are people doing things, they are not their self. Wherever yourself has gone to, I call you. Let me preach to the people here. Wherever yourself has gone to, I call your soul back. I call yourself back. I call your ability back. I call your potential back. I call you. Are you aware that God can be proud of you because you are in charge? It was Job, the book of Job chapter 1, it was God that was having a communique with Satan. And God asked him, where are you coming from? He said, from to and fro, going about my normal business. And God asked him a very critical question, man of God. God asked the devil, have you considered my servant Job that he hates iniquity and loves righteousness? He's an upright man, one who fears God and he shuns evil. God was proud of a man like this. God was proud that this man was in charge. He was blameless. If you check his phone, you see nothing. If you check his tab, you see nothing. If you check his WhatsApp, you see nothing. There are people here right now. We can't take your phone. We can't take your tab. We can't go into your messenger. We can't go into your inbox. We can't go into your DM because there is something there you are trying to hide. But tonight I came with fire over your life right now. The fire of God will consume that evil. The power of God will consume that evil. The fire of God will consume that evil. Revival is coming to you. Revival has come to you. Revival has reached you. Alabaster Boss, Alabaster International, Revival 2022. I see some fire. I see some oil. I see some grace. I see some power. I see some unction. You are coming out of the boss. You are coming out of the dungeon. You are coming out of the grave. Let me hear your shout. Yeah. Hula masande mataya. Hula masanda mayaba. Hula masanta labayaba. God will be proud of you. God will be proud of me. God will be proud of your children. No more evil. No more darkness. No more going back. No more. No more. No more. No more. I am revived. 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 Shalalalalala. Rabato katalabahaya. I feel some fire here. I feel some power here. I feel some oil here. I feel some grace here. In the name of Jesus, a new you is coming. A new you is emerging. A new you is rising. A new you is coming. Come on, scream. I refuse to come to church and waste my time and fool myself. You may deceive the pastor, but you can't deceive God and you can't deceive yourself. Whenever you keep fooling yourself, you are marking time. You are in one class. You are in one space. But listen to me. This is what happened. When God came on the scene, he saw that what he created was without form, man of God. Number two, the Bible said it was void. And number three, the Bible said darkness was hovering upon it. Now, these three things denote chaos and disorder. It denotes chaos and disorder in the life of an individual. And God said, I need to set order before I could set up something. One of the things revival does is that revival brings order. Whenever there is a revival, you see order. Things work the way they ought to work. There are people standing here. You are having chaotic life. You are having a chaotic marriage. You are having a chaotic ministry. There is no order in your life. God does not operate in the midst of disorder. You can't be a pastor and have a wife and a girlfriend at the same time. That that is disorder. Don't expect God on the altar. That is not God talking to you. You can't be a pastor and you smoke and you drink. I cannot talk to someone here. The devil is a liar. One of the things this generation will tell you is that everybody is doing it. That is a lie. God still have people who have not bowed their head to power. God still have people who have not bowed their head to evil. I prophesy over your life tonight by the power of God and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Receive power to stand out. 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 Come on, scream. God is bringing order into the church. God is bringing order into your life. God is bringing order into your destiny. God is bringing order into your life. Those of you watching on Facebook, I prophesy over you. God is bringing order into your marriage. God is bringing order into your career. God is bringing order into your ministry. If I hear your shout and your hand clap, in the days of revival, what we see is order. Is order. Whenever you start reading your Bible, you start praying, you start fasting, everything just align on its course for you. That is revival. That is personal revival. Whenever you start living clean, you start living pure. Your boss say, add 10. You say, boss, I cannot do this. It is not in me. There are things you must not do so easily because it is not in you. Can I talk to someone here? I am praying tonight by the power of God. Order is coming into your life. Order is coming into your ministry. Order is coming into your destiny. Order is coming into your finances. Come on, scream. The glory. The glory. The glory of the Lord is coming down. The glory, the glory, the glory of the Lord is coming now. He's 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 coming now. Say, it is coming now. You sing it now, revival. Everybody, you can sing it now. Revival. Revival. So now, you will sing and say, it is coming now. I will experience. I will walk in it. It's coming now. I can hear. I can see it. I can feel it tonight. Yeah. Give the Lord a shout. Is coming on your life. Grace is coming on your head. Unction is coming on your life. Revival has rested on you. In the name of Jesus, if I hear your shout and your hand clap, carry the blessing. Now watch this. I'm going to release you to pray now in the next few minutes. 5 minutes. Watch this. What the enemy did in Genesis 1, verse 1 and 2, was the same thing he did to Christ when he came on earth. Right from the word go, he has operated in that manner. So Isaiah was able to buy into the mind of the spirit, and he picked up a signal that was 700 years ahead of him, and he began to prophesy. He said, when you see him, there is nothing in him that you desire. There is no comeliness. He was without form. He had no form. Talking about Jesus. 700 years to come, as I began to prophesy. The same way the enemy disfigured creation at the time. The same thing he did to Christ. He said he was despised. When you see him, there is nothing about him that you desire. He was disfigured. When you check how Christ died on the cross, it was a serious business. The cross was not fun. What we do today, the cross was not fun. The Roman soldiers had what they called the flagellum. It was a belt made up of animal skin, intertwined with the teeth of animals. And when they land it into your flesh, it enters you and pulls the very flesh out. And that was what Jesus received on the cross. It was not a joke. By the time they were through with him, he was disfigured. 40 minus 1. Because the philosophy at the time was that when you take 40, you can converse. But minus 1, it means that you didn't die as a result of the beating. He was completely disfigured. When you see him, there is nothing about him that you desire. Void. And when that was done, he started shouting, Savior, save yourself. Master, deliver yourself. And he was on the cross. He died a shameful death. For cursed is he that dies on the cross. And so the devil was also still in charge at the time. Same thing in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and 2. Same thing in Isaiah 53. And then he was in charge and God was silent. And when you flip through scripture, the Bible said after the third day, God brought him back to life. Now, watch this. We're going to pray. Watch this. When God wanted to set the tone for revival, he set an order. Then he brought in man. Then man fell into disorder. Then now, he brought in another man. The same strategy and status quo the enemy used for the first one was the same thing he used for the second one. But God had an agenda. This man, after 3.5 years of his assignment, he exited. And when he exited, he sent a comforter. That is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is Jesus in the spirit form. So he said, it is good that I go. I will send a comforter. So now, Jesus does not live with us physically, but he has become the spirit of God that brooded all over. The same way in Genesis chapter 1, when God wanted to set order, what he allowed first was the spirit started hovering. The spirit started hovering. And when the spirit started hovering, God spoke and there was a manifestation. Now, Jesus selected 12 people, imparted himself into them, released that spirit upon them. He does not need to be here again, so we will not experience falling and rising. Now, the power is resident on us to establish and maintain order. Before revival breaks out, the spirit must move. Before the spirit moves, God needs men and women who must stand in the place of prayer. Prayer supplies the Holy Ghost. Prayer supplies the Spirit. Am I talking to somebody here? Prayer supplies. And that is why it is very dangerous for you as a child of God to rise up without praying. In the days of Jesus, when he walked with the apostles, he came back one time praying. He found them sleeping. He asked them, could you not watch with me for 1 hour? At the time Jesus made that statement, the Holy Ghost was not yet unleashed, revealed, manifested, revealed on the earth, given to us. But he was expecting them to pray 1 hour. Now that you have the Holy Ghost, 1 hour is the least. Now that you have the Holy Ghost, 1 hour is the least. I see you stand in the stadium and you watch football match. You don't complain that the time is running so fast. But you come to church when we are praying, you are complaining. Why are we praying so long? You are complaining about everything. Can I talk to someone here? In this revival, the spirit of prayer and supplication is about to fall on someone here. The spirit of prayer is about to fall on someone. And in the name of Jesus, you live here praying. You live here in supplication. You live here. I pray for you tonight, right now. Wherever you are, somebody open your mouth in 1 second. Pray in tongues. Hey, Salamado. Hey, Lama 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 Lama. Sandala Bakata. Rekata Sakato. Hey, Sakata Tata Taraba Daba Daba Daba. Sandala Baba Baba. In the name of Jesus. Listen. 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 The kind of revival we need and the kind of prayer we have to pray, if it does not exceed what our patriarchs and matriarchs did, we will not experience what they experienced. Ivan Roberts. There was a guy called Ivan Roberts. He was the one responsible for the worst revival. Ivan Robert prayed 3 to 8 hours every day for 5 months before revival broke out. For 5 months consistently. There was a man called Charles Finney. When Charles Finney enters the town, people are falling. Systems are shutting down. But people didn't know the secret of Charles Finney. Charles Finney had a friend called Father Nash, who was always under his podium when they are holding crusade. And Father Nash would be on his knees praying for Charles Finney. When Father Nash died, Charles Finney could not preach for several months, because the man that undergathered his prayer for him to be Charles Finney was no longer there. There is something that supplies the spirit, and that is missing in the church. Today, we have to cajole people. We have to make the thing look like fun before they come in. Look, respectfully, if you call for prayer church growth conference, you see 1,000 pastors, because all of us want our church to grow. Call for prayer meeting, and let's call for revival. You see the number. The church knows the personality of Jesus, but we don't know the principle of Jesus. There are two different things. Jesus as a person and Jesus as a principle. Mark chapter 1 verse 35. The Bible said long before day, he will go to a solitary place where he prayed. That translation says that was his modus operandi. That is what he practiced all the time. He taught the disciples. There can be no revival if we don't have people praying. There can be no revival if you don't have people praying. When we preach, heaven rejoices. But when we pray, hell trembles. And tonight, the spirit of revival will be stirred up. You live here and be praying. I said you live here and be praying. God wants you to be a praying man and bring order to where you are. God wants you to be a praying person and bring order to where you are. You may be an engineer, but pray. You may be a doctor, but pray. You may be a businessman, but pray. Can I talk to someone here now? Let the spirit of prayer and supplication fall on you. Shh. 2017,
I won an award. I did a work in cervical cancer. I developed a mathematical algorithm for dose calculation. Because when you are treating cervical cancer, you have the rectum and the bladder anterior posterior to your region of interest, that is your service. So my work was to find out how we can have a mathematical model that can help us limit radiation dose to the rectum and the bladder. That was my work I did for 5 years. And after that, they selected 1,000 research scientists in Africa from 30 countries to do a presentation on cancer in women and vaccine development. I made an entry, 1,000 of us. They selected 800, I was still there. 300, I was still there. 100, I was still there. 80, and I was still there. So I won the award, and I was part of the people to be recognized to go do the presentation. So I flew in there to Mauritius. On our way going, we got to somewhere around Madagascar. It's a scientific thing we're going. And I prayed a little bit, but at that height, I don't know the thing. I just started praying. Atulaba, Apalaba, Akumba, Asanda, Apanda. A woman asked me, sir, is this your first time traveling? Are you okay? I said, I'm okay. There is nothing wrong with me. Because people always think that so you pray, you must pray for something. No. We don't just pray because we need something. We pray to supply the Spirit. Once you are praying that prayer, prophet is on okay, shouting tear, and your prayer, Aduma, Akama, Aduma, Akama, Apala, Atala, Apaya, Atala, Apaya, Atala, is pushing the way, is clearing the airways, is paving way, is, am I talking to someone here? I pray tonight by the power of God, let the spirit of prayer fall on the church, let the spirit of prayer come upon you right now, come on, scream! God is not impressed that you are a scientist. God is not impressed that you are a politician. You can pray. Wherever you are, you can pray. Do you know what? Another time, I was traveling, and about 3 hours after, I got bored and I started praying. An old man passed me by, was going to the washroom. He saw me. He said, "Hey." But another person asked me, "What is wrong with you?" Two different generations. I see a generation of year rising. I see a generation of year rising. I see a generation of year rising. Your children will pray. Your siblings will pray. The church will be a praying church in the name of Jesus. Come and scream. God, who is God, in Genesis 1, needed the spirit to move before he could do something. And when Jesus came, he also needed the spirit to move before his ministry can work. There was a man that preceded him. He was called John the Baptist. Guess what happened? He was not in the city. He was in the wilderness. The spirit was upon him. He was in the wilderness and everybody was running to him. When the spirit is upon you, it doesn't matter where you are. Man of God, respectfully, if God is telling you, go to your village and do ministry, go. If God is speaking to you, go to somewhere, go. You are not prophet Dr. Kofi Odro. This is where God has given to him. Many years back, our father, Reverend Isu Anaba, went to his town, his village, stood in there, studying for several years. Now we can see what God is doing with him. It is not people, it is places don't make people, it is people that make places. John the Baptist was not nice looking. You can't even confidently say he's your pastor, because the guy was not dressed well, he doesn't speak well. When people come to be baptized, you call them brood of vipers. And he was eating wild locusts and on. He was a very funny guy. But the spirit that was on him, the spirit of Elijah that was upon him, drew people from north, south, west, and east. Even Jesus have to be drawn there. Even Jesus had to be drawn there.
When Jesus was drawn there and he was baptized, I'm about to end so that we pray. When Jesus was drawn there and he was about to be baptized, the Bible said, Luke said that Jesus, whilst he waited, he prayed. And when he prayed and he stepped in, the heavens opened and the voice came from heaven. And guess what happened? After Jesus left there, the Bible said, and the Spirit took him into a wilderness where he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. If you check the Hebrew, the Greek Bible, this is how the Greek Bible puts it. The Spirit literally held his neck and pushed him. That is how the Greek Bible puts it. It's a compelling power. It's a compelling force. If the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwelleth on the inside of you, then that same Spirit will revitalize your mortal body. Tonight I pray and I prophesy over your life right now. Receive a revival. Receive a revitalization of your spirit right now by the power of God. Somebody clap your hands and shout and receive it. So now, the early church discovered this. When they discovered this, they took advantage of it. They were so effective. They made great progress in their spiritual life because they found the secrets. That is what supplies the Spirit. Prayer is what supplies the Spirit. You can never miss it when you are with the Spirit. Even God from the beginning needed the Spirit to work. The Spirit will always precede a revival. But before there is a revival, there must be prayer to supply the Spirit. It is better to pray, to get the people praying, than to get the sermon ready. Because a sermon from your head will fly over the head of your people. But the sermon that is born from the Spirit will transform lives and change destiny. I pray tonight in the name of Jesus, by the power of God and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I see fire resting on your head. I see some fire coming back to the church. Somebody clap your hands right now and shout, yes. Listen, Jonathan Edwards, he preached a sermon titled Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. And that sermon converted thousands of people. History said that when he wrote the sermon on paper, he prayed 17 hours on the sermon. And in those days, they'll wear these big goggles and they'll stand behind the pulpit like this. They don't shout like we shout. And they'll be reading it. In the beginning, the Lord created the heavens and the earth. Give your life to God. Jesus is calling you. And that's how they were reading. And whilst he was reading the sermon, the spirit of conviction came upon people. People's hearts started burning in them. People's hearts started burning in them. They started weeping. Listen, pastor, Saturday night, you are at the stadium. You are at the chopper. You want a reviver. You are taking a walk by the beach, man of God. Saturday, Friday night, huh? You are partying and you expect a revival. It's never going to happen unless you push yourself into that hole and that place when you begin to pray and to push, because something is speaking to our people. They are contending with the force, and we need a higher force, a higher power to realign them. Tonight, as your hands are lifted, I see an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Wherever you are, rise up to your feet right now. Lift up your two hands in 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, something is going to happen here right now. In 5 minutes, there is going to be a breaking forth of the power of God. Lift up your hands and pray now. Lift up your two hands. You are saying, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of prayer and supplication fall on me, 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 fall on me. In 1 minute, pray right now. Lift your voice and pray right now. In 1 minute, pray right now. Let the spirit fall on you.
Lift your hands. Two more prayer, and then we are done. Listen, as we are praying, if you are here, you don't speak in tongues. As the prayer is going on, line up here. Come to the front here. If you are here, you don't speak in tongues. Line up here. Run up here quickly. Lift up your hands. The Spirit of God. There is going to be a stirring. If you don't pray, if you don't have the gift of speaking in tongues, run here quickly. Run here quickly. Power will fall on you. Everybody lift up your hands. Say, Father, let the Spirit of prayer, and supplication, fall on me,
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 right now,
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 right now.
Lift your hands. Listen, it's an error for you to be running a business. You and someone else in the same thing, the person goes for juju to suppress you. That's an error. If you are a praying man, when they go to the juju, they must be able to see that there is light on your head. You should be ashamed. Watch me. You should be ashamed of yourself coming to tell prophet or your pastor that they have done juju against me. How did it work? Where did it pass? Where was the open door? That is an error. Today, in the name of Jesus, we overturn the works of darkness. We overturn the works of evil. Everybody say, my Father, my Father, as I pray tonight, let the spirit of prayer and supplication fall on me, fall on me, fall on me, fall on me. Clap your hands and pray now. 1 minute. Shut the fire.
Lift your voice and pray. 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 Lift your voice and pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Now stretch your hands. Stretch your hands towards these people. All of you, open your eyes and look at me. The power of God is about to fall on you. Okay? The power of God. I'm about to pray for you right now, and you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The power will fall on you. Anything that comes to you, speak it. Don't say it's my mind. Everybody stretch your hands. We are praying in just 1 minute. In under 1 minute right now, power will fall upon you. And you start speaking. It's coming upon you right now. Labaha Shanda Labaha. Father, in the name of Jesus, we release your spirit upon your people. Holy Spirit, right now, baptize them. 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 Shata labahaya. Leba laba 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 labahaya. Ramba baba shata. Lekata laba shata lababa. Ramba laba shata labaya. Rekata laba shata lababa. Rekete shata laba labaha. Lekota shata laba laba. Right now, right now, right now, right now. The power of God is coming on you. Right now. The power of God, right now. Right now, the power of God, right now. Right now, the power of God. Speak it out now. Receive it now. Now, 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 now. One second. Lift up your hands. Close your eyes. Lift up your hands. God's power is coming on you. Just speak it out. Out of your mouth. Now. Out of your mouth. Now. Now. Out of your mouth. Now. 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 Let it flow. Now. Now. Let it flow. Now. That is it. Let it flow. Now. Let it flow. Let it flow. Hey. Katola mama baba haya. Let it flow. Let it flow now. Let it flow now. Let it flow now. Now open your mouth and speak. Open your mouth and speak now. Open your mouth and speak now. Open your mouth and speak now. Open your mouth right now. Thank you, Jesus. 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 The power is falling on you. Thank you, Jesus. Receive it right now. Thank you, Jesus. Mandolo bo 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 shadaba. Lepande lebe bebe 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 kandalaba. Speak it out. Speak it out. Speak it out. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Speak it out. Now, speak it out. 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 Speak it out now. Speak it out now. Speak it out.
Let it flow.
Now. Speak it out. Speak it now. Speak it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The fire is coming on you. Hey! Sandala Bohosa. Hey, Sakata. Open your mouth and speak. Receive the fire. Right now. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. That is it. That is it.
Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus.
Let it flow. Open your mouth and speak. 1 minute. In the name of Jesus.
Everybody lift your hands.
The last prayer. The last prayer. Let it flow. Just speak it.
Any syllable that is coming to you, speak it. Because there is an empowerment of the Holy Ghost. Listen, I pray for you. Now, in the name of Jesus, receive a fresh fire. Right now, by the power of God, be baptized right now. Speak it up. Right now. Call Abashaya. Call Abashaya. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. Speak it out. In the name of Jesus. Now, everybody lift up your hands. The last prayer. You are calling for order. We are calling for order. Where there is revival, there is order. Let there be order in your life. From your moral life, to your financial life, to your spiritual life, by the fire of God, let there be order. Say, Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
by fire.
I declare
order
in my life
right now,
order.
Lift your hands. You finished school many years ago. Your certificate is still in your armpit. You are searching for a job for 5 years. You can't find one. That is disorder. As beautiful as you are, it's only married men that proposes to you. That is disorder. Any form of disorder in your life, tonight we tackle it. Tonight we tackle it. Say, Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
by fire, as I pray,
I declare,
order, clap your hands 1 minute. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. One more prayer. What God created was without form. It was void, and darkness was in charge. In other words, the devil disfigured God's creation. Satan has managed to disfigure your life. Number two, he made it empty. He took everything from it. He has emptied your life and is now in charge of your destiny. Tonight, by the finger of God and the anointing of the Almighty God, right now as we pray, any devil in charge of your life, get out of my house. Get out of my marriage. Get out of my ministry. Get out of my kidneys. Get out of my liver. Get out of my children. Get out of my life. Right now. Somebody say, devil,
get out.
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 Out of the church. Out of my life.
Out of my
health. Out of my mind.
Get out.
Get out.
Get out.
Get out.
Get out.
it, clap your hands. Revival 2022. Amen. Jesus. Lift up your hands. We are closing the next 1 minute. Lift your hands. Revival fire is falling on you. Revival fire is falling on you. Lift your hands and close your eyes. Holy Spirit, right now I pray. Rabasanda labahayas. Likodabahashata labahaya. Likadalabatulamakadabahaya. Something new is about to happen. Everybody lift your hands and close your eyes. Some fire is about to blow. Some fire is about to blow. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus. Makatalabatu labahaya. Likatatatatarabadosa. Liketeketekalabahaya. Right now, in the name of Jesus. The wind is blowing right now. 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 Fire is falling on your head. Fire is falling on your hands. God is bringing order into your life. Wherever you are right now, receive that fire. It's resting on you right now. In the name of Jesus. You can never be the same again. Thank you, Jesus. Let it flow, let it flow.
Let it flow.
Oh, thank you.
Let it flow, let it flow. Flow, let it flow right here.
Lift your hands. I want to close 1 minute. I want you to run to the altar. I want you to make a sacrifice. Release a seed. And you are telling God, Father, in this revival meeting, I am laying a sacrifice for order in my ministry, for order in my business, for order in my career. You can do a seed of 1,000 cedis. Run to me now. Come to me right now. Please give me the envelopes. Come to me right now. Can do a seed of 1,000 cedis. Those of you watching live on Facebook, there are mobile money numbers there. Please pick it up and do that. Run to me quickly. Can do a seed of 1,000. Come. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Order, Lord. Thank you, man of God. Thank you, Papa. You can do a seed of 1,000. Come here right now. Run to me quickly. You are saying that, man of God, I need you to pray for me for order in my life. Revival brings order. Where there is revival, you see order. Come. Come. You can do 1,000. Come. You can do 700. Come. You can do 500. Come. I want to pray for you. You can do 1,000. 700 or 500, come. Kadabahoshabas. Kadabahoshas. Kadabahosha. Come. Father, in the name of Jesus. A new beginning, Lord. Now! Upon your life. The devil is a liar. You will live and not die. And declare the counsels of God. You can do a 500. Come quickly. In 1 minute. I want to go. In 1 minute. Come. You can do a 500. Come. Come quickly. You are saying that, man of God, I'm connecting to this altar and to this grace. That in this revival,
I need order in my life. Come. You can do a 300. God bless you, man of God. You can do a 300, a 200. Come. Come for the envelope at my feet now. Can do 300, 200, and 100. Come. Come quickly. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come quickly, come quickly. Don't delay, come. Run and come. Order. Run and come, run and come, run and come. Don't delay, come. The problem you are trying to solve is not 1,000 that will solve it. It's not 100 cities that will solve it. It's not the 200 cities that will solve it. Run and come. If you can, run and come. Thank you, mommy. God bless you. Run and come if you can. Run and come. If you're a student here, run here. I want to pray for you. If you're a student, run here quickly. Please bring me more envelopes. I need every student here to release a seed of a 70 cities. If you are a student, you are in any school, just come. Run and come. If you are a student here, come. Take this envelope. This is for students. Thank you, Father. You go to the highest of the highest. You climb to the pinnacle of your education. How many of you are running businesses here? Lift up your hand. You run a business. Run to me. You run a business. Run here quickly. Revival is coming. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus. I just heard that we should do the number 12 for business people. Come, bring me oil. I want to drop it in your hands. If you are running a business, just pick the envelope. No, this carpet, I don't want to touch it. So, open your hands. If you are running a business, just take the envelope. If you can do a seed of 120, do it. If you can do 1,000, to do it. Bring more envelopes. Open your hands. Every business person, pick it. Whether you are selling. Order is coming into your business. Order is coming into your business. Pick the envelope quickly. Every business person, quickly. Right now. If I touch your palm with the oil, you can go, please. If you have it here, send it quickly to Mumu or bring it. Now. Come. Yehovah. If I touch your palm, you can go. Order is coming into your life. Hey, if I touch your palm, please go. Pick the envelope. If I touch your palm, you can go. God bless you. If you have it ready here, bring it here quickly. Don't delay. If you have it here, bring it. If you are sending by Momo, run and touch the altar after sending. Please rise up to your feet. One last thing. I want you to pick up any seed you have, 100, a 50, a 20, a 10. Run and touch the altar with it. Just touch the altar. Order in my life. Order. Touch the altar. Touch the altar. Make contact with the altar. Make contact with the altar. Make contact. Make contact. Make contact with the altar.
order, 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 order in your life. Make contact with the altar. Make contact with the altar. Gentlemen, please help me. Let's receive Prophet Dr. Kofi Odu.
Come on, let's honor the Lord. Stand to your feet, clap your hands. Hallelujah. I have not normally done this over this revival, but I would love us to do, once I have this anointed man of God here. You are standing here, you're watching online, and you are desperately trusting, believing God for a particular miracle. What really touched the Lord ignited any woman or any man, like a beautiful daughter who is believing God for the blessings of the womb. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. In a revival, there is order. The Bible said, upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. And then the next thing will be the possession of possessions. Possessing of possessions. I want this man of God and his team, Prophet Akonai, Reverend Emmanuel Samba, Prophet Frederick Danso, Prophet Steve Amoakon, Prophet Mauli Avevo, I want them to help us. Let the Lord use their hands to open the heavens over your life supernaturally and miraculously. Am I talking to the wise only? And so I am going to your time, Nicole. We close at 9. You all know that. But please, what will be the point after you have heard the gospel and you are still carrying your burden? What will be the point? The gospel liberates people. It will be an arrow for you to carry it out. Mr. Lowe. Are you here? Yeah. I want the man of God to pray for you. It doesn't matter what. But first of all, you are married. Everybody that is married, you are trusting God for a miracle. Walk to the altar right now. And then secondly, anybody believing God for any other miracle, walk to the altar now. What do you know? You know. Everybody online, touch your miniature screen. Touch your miniature screen. There surely will be a performance. Touch your miniature screen. There surely will be a performance. It doesn't matter what you are trusting the Lord for. Obi pian we die, obi push we die. Revive be any we are see. E ba ya ni am fire. E ye tete. Hallelujah. Two hands are lifted now. Men of God, please, please come and help Doc for me as you lay hands and prophesy upon God's people. The Lord told me, he said he will open the heavens over them. Doc, please, before you go, please. Can we have the oil? Bring them Jesus. The ointment.
Jesus.
The Bible Jesus. Said that put it in the bowl, sir. Drop it in the bowl and help them do this.
Any area you are believing God for, that touch that place.
Thank you.
And whatever you are believing God for, just start praying right now.
Yeah.
The man of God will lay hands on you. Prof, there was a lady that came to see me with the husband. This was about 9 months ago. And then when they came, I said that God is giving you a child. And she said, no, I have an inverted womb, so I can't have a baby. So I said, but God showed me that you have a child. And she went to the medical school, came out, I think, after some time. So she's well acquainted with what she was talking about, knows great knowledge. But I prayed that day for her, and then she left. An inverted womb. 3 months after, she came back to me and said, I went to the hospital, and the doctor said, I'm pregnant with a boy and a girl. As I speak to you right now, she's giving birth in the next 3 weeks. Inverted womb. But God did it. I was preaching at ICGC. A man and his wife, they've been trusting God for several years for a child. And I called them out. In fact, I called the man. I started praying for the man. Then I went and picked one woman. I brought her. I didn't even know that was the wife. I said, I want to pray for the two of you. See something. Then the pastor interrupted and said, that's the wife. Apparently, they've been believing God for a child. Then I said, God is giving a baby boy. This was a year after. I came back 1 year after. They brought me the boy. They brought me the boy. There is nothing God cannot do. There is nothing beyond the scope of God. The doctors may have taken out your womb, but God will bring a restoration. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, if you can activate your faith, this great man of God will lay hands on you and will pray over you right now. Your business will resurrect by the power of God. Your business will resurrect by the power of God. In the name of Jesus, your business will resurrect by the power of God. Lift up your hands right now. Lift your hands right now. Have you built a house? Have you built a house? You've built a house. When did you build a house? You're moving in about 4 years ago. Lift up your hands. I declare over you right now, every assignment of the devil, because I'm seeing that they don't want you to stay in that house after 5 years. But if I be a man of God, I lift my hands over you. In the name of Jesus. You are about to enter a season of jubilation. I saw you celebrating all over, but the enemy does not want that to happen. Now. Now. By the power of God, lose it right now. Set it free. Now. Lose it. Please lift up your hands, man of God, respectfully. The man of God will touch you. Just lift your hands and close your eyes. Right now. Lift your hands. Close your eyes. Whatever you are believing God for, as we touch you, it will happen. It will happen. Your womb will open. Fibroid will disappear. Now. 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 Hey. Now. Call. Now. Now. Now.
Now, Kalamosata, right now, fire of God, the power of God, loose now, release it now. Kato Totosa, your womb is open.
What's wrong with you?
Let your living waters flow from my soul, and let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that after all.
I command your womb open. Command your womb open. I command it open right now. You foul spirit of the snake that has taken charge over this body. Lose it. Right now. Lose it right now. Fire of God. Lose it right now. Kolabahosha. Now, right now, you marine foul spirits, lose it right now by the count of three. 1, 2, 3. The power of God rests on you, power fall on you. The Lord amplify your voice. The Lord amplify your voice. Now,
in the name of Jesus,
let your Holy Spirit come.
Spirit of God. Spirit of God, do it now. Spirit of God, touch it right now. Come.
Hallelujah.
Whatever you are believing God for, it will happen now. The miracle working power of God. The miracle working power of God. Hey, anything that has delayed you right now, break loose, set it free now, right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Shout out the higher.
And Holy Spirit,
I'm ready to travel.
Holy Spirit,
lift up your hands.
One more time, sing to the Spirit.
Spirit, God will make it happen. God will make it happen. Tomorrow, bring your passport and come
in. Okay.
Father, right now, let our oil fall on you.
In the name of Jesus.
Hold sing to the Father.
We release right now. Open now from today.
Open.
In the name of Jesus, lift it up.
We need you, Lord.
Right now, the power of God.
The power of God. Follow me.
Over the days of my life.
In the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. The power of God. Now
say,
the power of God, the power of the Holy Ghost, right now, that limitation is lifted, it's broken over you, right now, hey, break loose, right now.
The hand of God is on you. The calling of God is on you. When I lay my hands on you, receive the impartation of the Spirit. Receive it now.
Now, let it fall on you right now. The power, let Omolokatula Mahaya. Kadabohosa, lift your hands. Bring me the oil. Halabohosa, right now.
Anything that makes your hands empty today,
Mommy, I pray for you. Jesus, do it, Lord. Jesus, now. Jesus.
We trust you, Lord. You are
true.
You are true. And your promises.
Now. The power of God. Now.
We trust you, Lord.
Hey. Hey.
We trust you, Lord.
Hey.
Hey. We trust you, Lord.
Hey. 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 Now. Come on.
We trust you, Lord. We trust in you. We trust in you, Lord.
I declare you are past. Now.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
One more time. So we trust in you.
We trust in you, Lord.
We trust you, Lord. And you reign forevermore, reigning my life.
God is calling you. God is calling you. God is calling you. Today I pray. Receive grace. Respond.
Reigning my life. So reign in my life, Lord.
We know it's coming to pray for you.
Just breathe the name upon me, breathe.
Can you please stand as we stretch our hands on this awesome man of God? What a gift. What a gift to the body of Christ. What a gift. Let me tell you, Reverend Samba, new masters are coming out. When I sit down, I have few people I listen to. Sunday after church, I watch one by one, Monday after Monday. Yami ye bibi. That is few selected people that God, I mean, watching this man of God, listening to him, I can say this is God at work. Everybody stretch your hands on dark. We want to ask in the name of Jesus that he that have begun a good work in his life, may the Lord stretch it. Stretch it to the generations. Can I hear your voice pray? That the name of Vevo will rise into the nations of the world, ringing and sounding the alarm of Christ and his dominion kingdom. Let me hear you. Let me hear you. Let me hear you. Let me hear your voice. Roar like a lion. Hey! Hallelujah. Father, you send us a prophet tonight, and we give you the glory. We ask in the name of Jesus that you will replenish him and continue to honor his words. Let the ancient oil be smeared all over him. Wherever he goes, let the fragrance of that oil, let the aroma produce the impact in the precious name of Jesus. His wife will be called Mother of Nations. His children will be mighty in the land. The flame house will spread like a wildfire. I declare it in the name of Jesus the Christ. Television will host you. You will host television. Radio will host you. You will host radio. And like you said, you will make places. You will make places in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Somebody shout amen. Yes, sir. Are you clapping? Wow! You may be seated for just 2 minutes. We are done. What a prophet. What a man of God. What a message. What a message. I am blessed. Personally, I don't know about you, Is there anybody that is blessed also? Thank you for coming through the rain to the service. The Lord richly bless you and honor you. Say amen. Amen. Doc, on behalf of this wonderful ecclesia, we want to say a big God bless you to you. We love you. We have loved you from afar, but now we love you face to face. One no ye cry ye do. Ye do by force. We love you. This is your home. This is your home. A bishop told me the same thing. He said, anytime you are in South Africa, this is your home. And he kept that word. We will keep this pledge. This is your home. We cherish you. We love you. We want to be part of what God is doing in your life. We want to be part. This is Ghana's preaching machine. Ghana's preaching machine. Deep revelations. Me, I'm going to watch it all over again. I said, I'm going to watch it Facebook for Enra. Say, one moment. When person will take him home by heart, by heart. You know, Swamu Shiri, Swamu Bibiji, Wamu, you know. They took our video down yesterday. Yeah, and also the Alpha Hour 200 edition, they took us off two times. First stream they took it off, second stream whilst it was live, first stream over close to 40,000 people, they took it off. Second one, we were almost 30 something thousand, they took it off. And then it was the last one, they left it off. We will restream it. The more person, more you know. Yeah, we have the gospel will be preached with or without you. What are you talking about? I got someone say, "Well, take a video down. I'll take a video down." Say, "Yeah, we'll take a video down. We'll take a video down." Say, huh? Me see me by America, I have three places. The American Parliament, Facebook for me, no case. I mean, kind of bro, for no moment, I have a meeting with Facebook. I'm saying, we will preach the gospel with or without you. We are hearing you. I say, we're taking it down, I don't care who you are. You will hear the mind of God. That's it. Who don't know I'm moving to America? The Kenyan is a microphone that be ditrumu and kamui. I see I didn't have moody mugia. Kasa. Microphone ditrumu and kamui. People that are teaching people how to sodomize people. You people support gays and lesbians. And you reject the gospel, that is some madness. Make your decision. We are ready for it. See how this is. Make your decision. We are ready for it. We'll be anywhere. When you meet your baby, I'll be Gina, and you'll be Kwame, car, any break. But Gina will be three of us. I see. I'm young punk up here, baby. Now, you know, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. Don't make your decision. I mean, funny, Paya. When I told them, my year, what things you know, you're the guy. We are Parliament of Ghana. DC, we no make back Parliament to have a Kenya meeting. Actually, do it in the Jubilee House. We will come there and speak the mind of God to you. If any power here. Pornography, you show. Sodomize, you show. Deism, you are showing that. I think I'm some other baby take a video down. Yeah, okay, take a video down. I see a dear Musho. I think I'm Yadriana. Maybe catch them all. Muchumu, they're Chumuta, Connie Betting up at Ubeti. Hallelujah. Doc, I mean, Shirawa. Shirawa. I want to make sure that you're my homemade. Your message, I'll come home. Yeah. And Crawford did true. Now you chat. El bar foul bad. Now you chat. You can show that. Let me remind you, gays are going to hell. Lesbians are going to hell. Unless they repent. They are on their way to hell. I don't care who you are. Jimmy China is an American ambassador. Hey, money, I'm yasem. Make a catch it out. Opa, this is an moon close. Yem fama ho. You be anywhere that way, you're about to be fine. I just walk around. You be anywhere that way, you're about to be fine. Aji Akra. Ye Akra if you are be any America. Ye Akra be any UK. I'm telling you, free now. Yeah. When Yami will hear any pebbia, a we ask ya cheerfully woman, a conno ninimo. Ka and na die. She can na die. Beji visa enye na da. Dear Miki can enya hand time. And that is one of the things that God is going to give to the revival people. What are you talking about? I was on Zoom for people in the Illuminati. Have you taken their video off yet? Sure. I just am waiting a ship. Jade Papa. Lift your two hands unto the Lord. Begin to worship the King for tonight. Leah Aduko Dia Arondes. Immediately after this song, we will bring the prophet, my prophet, to close the meeting for us. Thank you for coming. We love you. The Lord bless you. We'll catch you tomorrow. Tomorrow night, we are having a very awesome apostle, man of God, apostle of the Lord, is going to be special. Don't miss it for anything in the world. What a revival. What a revival. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for all the men and women of God for coming. Remain blessed. Pachoyan wako wa ufi wa. Wa ufi wa wompaso. Shen when you be echi. Yekoya. Ubi on my kwa hano no sudi ubi echi. Safo ne ne wama maso. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My eyes are sick, my ears are broke. The waters of your grace, creation's bow in awe of you, and we join to give you praise. Oh, the words you speak turn things around. Your outstretched has lifted me. You took away
the chains and
cords that held me back. Oh, only Shadrach, you're the God of awesome wonders. I've tasted of your power.
Tasted of your power.
Only Shadrach.
He I knew
your throne is on my flesh.
Much more than I need. Tasting of your power.
Only Shadrach.
He I knew
for some wonders. I've tasted of your power.
Only
Shadrach. He I knew your throne is on much mercy. Much more than I need.
Come on, celebrate the prophet of God.
Hey, I said celebrate the prophet.
Amen. Somebody lift up your hands and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift your voice. Celebrate the Lord for what he has done. Celebrate the Lord for the spirit of revival. Lift up your voice. Thank him and bless him. Exalt the Lord in large right now. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Someone here, the spirit of prayer has been released upon you. The anointing of God has come upon you. I see the spirit of revival. Whatever went wrong in your life, God has brought orderliness. You are thanking God for orderliness. You are thanking God for bringing back what the enemy took. You are thanking God for the light he has released and spoken over your life. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Give him thanks. God has changed your story. God has changed your story. God has changed your story. That testimony you need is coming. That breakthrough you need is coming. Lift up your voice. Just thank him. Thank him for the results. Thank him for the answers. Thank him for what he has done. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Ah, you came here to be prayed for the fruits of the womb. It has been released. You came here
for healing. God has healed you. God has healed you. God has healed you. God has healed you. I see fulfillment. I see fulfillment. I see fulfillment. I see fulfillment. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are, worship him. Just thank him. Just bless him. Just thank him for the revival. We give you glory. We give you praise, Lord Jesus, for what you have done. In the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, thank you for the convener of this meeting, Prophet Dr. Kofi Oduro, for giving him the inspiration to put these meetings together. Tonight, you have brought us back and taken away every disorderliness. Whatever the devil took from us, you have brought it back to us. And we say we are grateful. Father, we thank you for releasing light. We thank you for coming to visit us. We thank you for bringing the spirit of prayer back to an individual who came here today. Father, you've made us come back to our senses, that from today we will not allow anybody, no power, no divination, no spirit, no witch hunting, no diabolical power to take your place. We are living here as products of God. We are living here as people who are carriers of God. We decree and we declare that as you have used this vessel, Dr. Avivo, to bring us this word, Father, the devil has no place anymore in our lives, and we are grateful. We want to say thank you for what you have done. Father, bless that vessel you used tonight. Increase him on every side. Where he must get to, we pray you will shoot him like an arrow in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, everyone who came here today, who is believing you for anything, Lord, we know that, Lord, when we connect to you, you give us answers, you give us results, and no insult. We are here today to say thank you for what you have done. We have not seen, but we believe that by the time we come here tomorrow, our eyes shall see what you have done. Lord, thank you. As we are living here, go with us to our various homes. Bring us here tomorrow for another dose of the revival. And we know that by Sunday, Father, we can only come here with praise. We can only come here celebrating you. We can only come here with our lips full of worship. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you for this meeting. Thank you for this program. We are grateful, oh God. Let your presence go back with us. And let us get to our various homes safe. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And let everybody shout aloud, amen.
Hallelujah. Prophet Anso, you will lead this beautiful delegation to the office for me. Prophet Steve, let's do that clap. Stand and clap as the man of God. And the men of God, come on. All right, I will catch all of you, God willing. You watch tonight and you don't know Christ. He is not your Lord. He is not your Savior. You want your sins to be forgiven. You want your name to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You want to be with the saints when Jesus appears.
Your right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. This evening, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. I pray for you, my friend, in the name of Jesus, that the Lord will continue to deeply root you and solidify you. May grace continue to be your portion. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The Lord bless you. From all of us here in the Amponsa Memorial Temple, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs becomes a thematic. I love you. God bless you. See you next time.
It's the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.